Cindy Perlman Gaber is in Las Vegas with our entertainment report. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk about the movies, and everybody's talking about the film about Anthony Bourdain, but that's not the only film opening up this weekend. Let's discuss what you like this weekend.
Good morning, Bob. It's Friday. It's muggy outside, and the Cubs and the Sox are done beating each other up until October at the World Series. Time to go back to the movies. What do we got? We've got Spa Weekend. Major husband and boyfriend points if you take your partner. Spa Weekend is a chick flick on steroids. It's Jane, Coco, Sophie, and Mel, played by Leslie Mann, Anna Faris, and Ella Fisher. The ladies escape to, you know, a luxury Palm Beach spa retreat to recover from annoying things like their careers, families, and marriage. So you've got that one. Then, of course, we do have Tony, about icon Anthony Bourdain at age 19, A Beautiful Summer at the Cape. And the movie's just as good, featuring what it's like to have a summer at the Cape. It's so beautiful. Antonio Banderas is on his way to an Oscar nomination for this one, so check that one out. And then, unbelievably, we have Insidious, Out of the Further. This is the seventh movie in the Insidious chain, if that even computes. And this time, a young mother discovers she can travel to a place called the Further, a realm of lost souls. Just when you're saying don't do it, something evil comes for her, and she brings it back to our world. Just say that sounds pretty horrifying. And finally, Mutiny. Jason Statham is back as Cole Reed, an action name if we've ever heard one. He's a bodyguard framed for a murder of a billionaire industrialist boss. And he has to go on the run. And, boards, this could happen. A mercenary-infested cargo ship uncovering a massive international human trafficking ring. So that's Jason, just another day at the office. Yeah. Some pretty good things. So my pick would be Tony, unless you're figuring your mate might be a little mad the Super Bowl's on Valentine's Day. Go see Spa Weekend then.
Yeah, what'd you say? A chick flick on steroids. All right.
It's chick flick on steroids.
Sons of Anarchy has a spinoff in the works. Tell us about this.
This really has people excited. Sons of Anarchy is back, kind of. FX has ordered a wildly original meta-thriller, is what they're calling it. It's a meta-thriller spinoff of SOA, as fans call it. It comes from the mind of Charlie Hunnam, who was so good on that show for so many years. He's getting the gang back together. The thing is called Legends. Most of the original cast is back from the hit Motorcycle Club crime drama, only this time they're playing fictionalized versions of themselves. Stick with me here. It's when the cast of Sons of Anarchy reunites at a fan convention after more than a decade. The line between art and life blurs as fractured brotherhood finds itself up against real-world threats more dangerous than anything they faced on the show. So they're going to be them fighting crime as their characters, but they're still them, if that makes any sense. And for sure back is Hunnam, my cousin Ron Perlman, Katie Seagal, Mark Boone Jr., Kim Kostas, and many other surprises there. So that sounds great.
Your cousin, Ron Perlman?
You know, every time I interview Ron Perlman from Beauty and the Beast, he always goes, it's your cousin, Ron Perlman. We are not related.
Oh, I see. It's like cousin versus.
It's our running joke.
Yeah, everybody's cousin. I guess the new showbiz trend, or the new trend in Hollywood, is make a film or a series about hockey, huh?
Everything is hockey. I did a book signing last weekend. Every romance book, they're a hockey player. And now every TV show, they're a hockey player. And now Netflix is jumping in. Their new series is going to be called The Sticks. And a hockey thing, but with a little bit more heart than we're used to. It's from the guys who did Stranger Things. It stars Michelle Moynihan, who was so good on White Lotus last season, and Scott Bakula. And it's set in a small Minnesota town, sort of a sad beginning. Harper Sullivan, Michelle Moynihan, has to deal with the aftermath. There's a bad bus crash that kills her husband, the beloved Coach Sully, and part of the team. She steps in as the wife and becomes the coach and has to deal with all the emotions that everybody's going through, too. So it sounds like a little bit more than hockey. And that is going to debut a little bit later this year. So they're rushing that to Netflix.
Sounds like it. Shirley MacLaine is 92 now. We heard from her this week, didn't we?
We did. She is so lovely. One time I interviewed her on my birthday. She read my charts. she did everything except the interview. She talked about, you know, supernatural stuff. You know, she's very woo-woo like that.
Yeah.
But she, you haven't seen her in a lot of years. She's 92, but she stepped out. She introduced her 1969 film Sweet Charity at a screening for charity at the Southampton Playhouse. And Sweet Charity is going to Broadway, too, so this coming up this season. So she talked about what the film meant to her. She told the fans, "I wish I could be there with you. I'd like to see Sweet Charity again." And then she warned them and said, "Between you and I, this didn't do very well at the box office, but I hope you guys like it." And she said she offers love to fans and said her longevity, she believes, is because she was a dancer at age 3. She danced all the way up to her 70s. And she said, "Thank you, everyone, for an enchanted life." So just always wishing her health and happiness. She's just a very cool lady.
And finally, tell us how John Stamos celebrated his 63rd birthday.
Well, happy belated, Bob, but I don't think you did this. But John Stamos has a thing now. Every birthday, he poses nude for Instagram, as far nude as you can go on Instagram, which is pretty far. I mean, you can go, how low can you go? And these are called thirst traps. And he did a selfie a few days ago, cropped way down at the waist. And he just wrote underneath 63. And it got like 60,000 likes in like 3 seconds, thousands of reposts, thousands of comments. And this began when he turned 60 in 2023. That photo was him from behind. You saw his rump, and he put the caption, "The other side of 60. So pretty cute. Bob Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, came out and said, "All I can think of is what Bob would say right now," period. And, you know, John Stamos also wrote a kid's book. There's no good transition into that. So he wrote a kid's book with his son, Billy, who's 8, called Love from Above: A Story of Tiny Birds and Their Big Meeting. It's about a hummingbird who, you know, also naked, but he's a hummingbird, so it's okay. So happy birthday, John.
Yeah, what did you call that? Thirst trap?
It's a thirst trap. This is mostly guys. Guys, especially going through divorces, guys trying to get new partners, you put an almost naked picture of yourself online, and it's called a thirst trap. And it's supposed to make the ladies thirsty. So this is a cultural phenomenon thing. I did not make this up. This is out there.
Yeah, I get it. What would we do without social media? Cindy Perlman Gaber, her book, by the way, is The Order of Odd Brilliance. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. If you want tourist information, you go to ChooseChicago.com. That's where Stephen Crano works, and he joins us with some recommendations. And if you're looking for food events, there's a couple of good ones. Let's talk first, Stephen, about Lakeview's Taco Fest.
You got it. Lakeview Taco Fest is starting today. It runs through the weekend. You know, go hungry. This is the 13th year. They're going to have dozens of vendors. You can try so many great local taquerias. And there's awesome entertainment. They're going to have some live lucha libre wrestling right along the Southport corridor, so not something to miss.
That's between Addison and Roscoe this weekend. Also, Dine Out on Broadway sounds cool.
Yeah, this is just such a, you know, great summer celebration and great for restaurants because they get to expand their capacity for the weekend. And, you know, their patios just spill out into the street, so the street closes off. And it becomes an entirely pedestrian area with huge dining patios. And, you know, if you're worried about getting a reservation, this is the weekend to not worry about it.
Lakeview East for that. The West Loop Art Fest is Saturday and Sunday in Fulton Market. What are the highlights of that?
Yeah, so the West Loop is turning into an outdoor gallery this weekend, Saturday and Sunday along the, you know, Fulton Market corridor. You're going to have lots of local and national artists and makers selling original art, photography, ceramics, jewelry, home goods, and everything in between. This is, you know, a great place to see interactive art installations and activations, live demonstrations, street entertainment, of course, and, you know, Fulton Market is such a great dining hotspot that it's a perfect place to make a day of it.
For details on all of that, and also for everything going on in Chicago this weekend, including the Lawndale Route 66 Festival and the Thirsty Ears Festival, just go to choosechicago.com. Stephen Crano, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. You do the same.